Chapter 1
M'lady, m'lady!
Charlotte Sloane looked up from her drawing as two mud-encrusted boys pelted up the stairs and burst into her workroom.
"There's been another bloody butcher murder!"
announced the one called Raven in a breathless rush.
"Oi! And this time the victims are titled Toff!"
piped up his younger brother, who was known as Hawk.
"And it's disgusting!" cut in Raven. "Lily the flower girl said it was so horrible the Bow Street runner puked all over his boots!"
exclaimed Hawk, tripping over his tongue to be first in revealing the gory details.
"Because the butcher cut off one of the gent's bollocks!" finished Raven.
Holy hell! Though rarely shocked by man's viciousness toward his fellow man, Charlotte felt the blood drain from her face. Putting down her pen, she leaned back in her chair, for the moment too taken aback by the gruesome news to chide the boys about their filthy faces and less than perfect English. These mutilation murders seemed to be taking a terribly sinister turn. The first two victims had been nameless vagrants, followed by a respectable tradesman. And now, an aristocrat. What madman was on the loose?
"Who was the victim?"
she asked, forcing herself to focus on the grim practicalities of the news. Her livelihood as London's most popular satirical artist depended on feeding the public's insatiable appetite for scandal and depravity, and they looked to A.J. Quill to be the first to trumpet all the juicy details of the evils that man did to his fellow man, though the fact that a woman penned such scathing commentary was a well-kept secret. She would need to do a drawing of the crime by evening so the engravers could have it ready for sale in Fawes's print shop for tomorrow morning.
"Lily didn't know," answered Hawk. "She heard the news from one of the gardeners who found the toff."
"Where?" demanded Charlotte.
"Kensington Gardens," replied Raven. "The Duke of Sussex had a fancy party for some visiting men of science from Prussia last night at the palace."
Science. The word stirred a pricking at the back of her neck.
"Word is," continued the boy, "the victim looks to be one of the guests. But Lily said Bow Street's been tighter than a flea's arse."
He stopped and flashed an apologetic grin.
"That is, the runners are being close-mouthed about any further details."
Her brows drawing together in a frown, Charlotte took a moment to think over what she had just heard. Augustus Frederick, the Duke of Sussex and sixth son of King George III, had a keen interest in scholarly subjects and was a member of the Royal Society, which, along with the Royal Institution, was the leading bastion of London's scientific minds. He often held lavish receptions for its members and guests in his apartments at Kensington Palace. Given that such soirees usually included those who moved within the highest circles of society, she couldn't help but wonder, if Lord Rexford was there, he might know more about it, Charlotte mused aloud.
"You want for us to run along to Berkeley Square and ask?"
volunteered Hawk, his pronunciation quickly improving. The Earl's cook was very generous with sweets. Charlotte hesitated, but pragmatism quickly overruled emotion. She needed information, and if Bow Street was keeping tight-lipped about the crime because the victim was an aristocrat, her usual sources wouldn't be of help. "Yes," she answered, and quickly penned a short note. "If he hasn't risen from his lordly slumber," a glance at the mantel clock showed it was well before noon, "ask if you may wait for a reply." Both boys bobbed a quick nod and clattered off with undisguised enthusiasm. Her own feelings were a bit more ambiguous. Rexford, a man of maddening complexities and contradictions, though, conceded Charlotte, she was just as difficult. A sigh. She and the Earl of Rexford had first been drawn together when he was the main suspect in a gruesome murder.